Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you a summary of significant events and developments in the insurance industry across Australia. The week of November 28, 2024, saw some discussions in the Senate to enhance oversight of insurance premiums, led by Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi. The Senate has engaged the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission to spotlight the national issue of affordability. They are calling for more transparency in premium pricing and advocating for greater government intervention to control unchecked cost rises. Recommendations include a national platform for natural disaster data and the abolishment of insurance taxes. The proposal aims to broaden the Disaster Ready Fund and also considers the expansion of the cyclone reinsurance pool. Keen eyes are watching the debate over a proposed levy on mineral extraction corporations and the review of strata governance. The Insurance Council of Australia is demonstrating well-received efforts to simplify insurance advice through a revision of regulations. The goal is to improve insurer-consumer interactions, delivering client-specific guidance. This evolution could mark a significant milestone in the modernization of advice delivery, fostering personal interaction and trust, thereby aligning better with consumer needs. In related news, QBE Insurance faced a setback with a salon owner over a refurbished laser machine compensation claim. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with the salon owner, underlining the need for consumer-centric approaches in policy disputes, as well as highlighting the importance of clear communication in insurance contracts. In another commendable step for consumer rights, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority also ruled in favor of a claimant who challenged Southern Cross Travel Insurance's data access practices. The decision upholds privacy rights, balancing them with necessary investigation procedures, making for a new precedent in corporate insurance practices. These are your top stories for this week, making waves in the insurance industry. Remember, for all things personal and business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratore signing off on another edition of your weekly insurance news wrap.